This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Inside the college swimming championships in Atlanta, Georgia, a group of protesters are calling on the NCAA to save women's sports, protect athletes, and protect fairness. Inside that stadium is an athlete who has been making waves all season. Just hours ago, Leah Thomas became the first known transgender woman to win a Division I swimming title.
That's almost exactly 2 years ago. Leah Thomas, William Thomas, of course we know, winning that NCAA championship. Controversial, to say the least. And the face now, I can't imagine she ever thought she'd become this, but the face of this movement to save women's sports. Riley Gaines going to be speaking at UGA later this week, Thursday, at the University of Georgia. Riley Gaines, accomplished swimmer, SEC, nationally prominent, and joining us now. Riley Gaines, thanks for your time this morning.
Well, let me tell you, I am so excited. So thank you for having me.
This tour, and I spoke, you should know, I spoke yesterday with a young lady who's going to be on the tour with you, Olivia Krolchak from the University of Cincinnati. I'm envious of the time you get to spend with that young lady. What an impressive woman and what a story. Tell us about you and her and the tour.
Well, she is just amazing. She is someone who is fearless. She's a young girl, but her story, again, a little brief refresher is she failed an assignment. Her professor failed her at University of Cincinnati for using the word biological woman. And her rationale was because this phrase reinforced cis heteronormativity. And I don't even know what that means. But anyways, we have really done everything that we can to spread awareness to Gen Z, people who are our age, because ultimately it's our future we're fighting for. And what we've realized in doing this and going to different college campuses across the map is that there are so many more of us than what it seems. But just shedding light on the importance of speaking the truth at all times without exception. That's how we restore this nation. That's how we restore my generation, Gen Z. Maybe I can just identify as some other generation, though. How about that?
Identification seems to be the key word in this conversation. The Riley Gaines Center, I was thinking, you probably, I don't know, a couple of years ago, the notion that a Riley Gaines Center would ever exist. Riley Gaines Center probably meant you playing a certain position in a pickup basketball game. Now it means something completely different. What is the Riley Gaines Center?
Well, it has been so fun. What the center is a training program to develop and implement and equip leaders, which is exactly what this country needs across the board, whether that's leaders in academia, whether that's leaders on school boards, leaders in the community, leaders on college campuses. We need more leaders. So that's what the Riley Gaines Center is dedicated to doing and highlighting stories like Olivia's, who otherwise might not have got the attention that it did. But again, just reminding people that myself and the national attention that Leah Thomas, again, Will Thomas, brought to swimming and this issue in particular is not unique by any means.
Well, you know, similar to Olivia's story is your own. I asked her in talking with her about this, you know, I got the sense that she was waiting around for somebody to take up her cause. She realized nobody was going to, and so it became incumbent on her to do it. I've heard you say kind of the same thing here. I'm looking around. Some coach is going to step in. Some administrator is going to step in. Nobody stepped up. It was left to you.
You're exactly right. And just as you said, I thought someone else would. I thought, you know, a coach would. I thought a parent would. I thought someone with political power, really just someone who is supposed to be protecting us, would do just that. But then I kind of realized in those moments of waiting for someone else, it was kind of like this realization of, you know, how could we expect someone else to stand up for us if we aren't even willing to stand up for us? We do have the power to make change here as women, as female athletes.
Riley Gaines, okay, it's one thing for you to get beaten by a man in a swimming pool. That's not right. It's not fair. There's nothing sensible about it. On the other hand, I've seen the videos of young girls, high school girls, playing basketball, volleyball. They're getting physically injured by men who are playing their sports. That's how crazy this has become.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. We have seen girls suffer career-ending injuries, like Peyton McNabb, for example, who in a volleyball game was hit in the face by a man who spiked it on the other side of the net, partially paralyzed still to this day. A year and 8-ish months later, on her right side, she's partially paralyzed. Her vision is impaired. Her memory is impaired. She's not playing sports like she was supposed to be in college. Or what about the field hockey player in Massachusetts who had a shot slapped at her by a boy, hit her in the face. She lost all of her teeth. She had to undergo facial and dental surgeries and reconstruction to reconstruct her smile and her face. I could list off plenty more of examples just like that, really highlighting how not just opportunities are being taken, but women's safety is being impacted as well.
As you make your rounds to these campuses, again, UGA on Thursday, Georgia Tech, I believe it is on Wednesday, and across the country and talking about all this, what kind of reception are you getting? Is the audience tuned into this? I'm sure you're running into criticism as well. What's it like out there?
Well, as you can imagine, college campuses are certainly a breeding ground for a lot of craziness. And so there's a very loud minority. They are a minority who shows up to events, specifically in the states that are more left-leaning, these universities that have a pretty liberal presence. But I'll tell you, the support that I've received is tenfold anything negative. There has been, whether it's the students, whether it's community members, there really is just a ton of support and people who want to know the truth.
And what about policymakers, the legislative level, the congressional level? What about policymakers? Where are they?
Well, unfortunately, this issue has fallen pretty much on party lines, which is a really sad reality because it's not partisan. It shouldn't be partisan. But what I'm realizing is we have a lot of cowards. We have a lot of spineless, morally bankrupt people in leadership positions. And even in some states, Republicans seem to be our own worst enemies. So I'm learning a lot about how to navigate this space. I'm learning a lot about how, unfortunately, how corrupt our political system is, how much infighting there is, which, again, is a pretty tragic, unfortunate reality. But I do believe that even these policymakers who might not be voting in support of defending women, I believe with my whole heart that they know it's wrong. I certainly believe that. And it's only a matter of time, honestly, before truth and sanity prevail, because we always do.
Got a couple of minutes left, Riley Gaines here. Where did you see yourself before all this? Suddenly you're thrust into this limelight. To some extent, you thrust yourself into it. But where were you? Where was Riley Gaines headed before you became this national figure for this national cause?
Well, I'll tell you, I was set to be a dentist after college. So that's what I was planning on doing. But we are far from that now. But honestly, I feel like in sports, prepared me to be in the position that I'm. It taught me about leadership. It taught me about resiliency and grit and dedication and setting goals and working to achieve those goals. And that's everything that I'm doing with this fight now. So no, never something I saw myself pursuing or fighting for. No, nevertheless saw anyone having to really fight for this.
Riley Gaines, 6 o'clock Thursday at the University of Georgia, this campus tour, the Eras tour. No, wait, that's somebody else's tour. The Speak Louder campus tour. Riley Gaines, best of luck out there. Keep up the good work, and thanks for your time this morning.
Well, thank you so much.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.